This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morningstar Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. We all want protection from danger and evil. God has the ultimate ability to provide such protection. In this brand new series titled The Secret Place, Kakwa shares how we can be protected by God from evil. Let's join him as he introduces the subject.
We're turning over to Psalm 91 this morning. Psalm 91. Today, I want to share the subject I've titled The Secret Place. The Secret Place. Anyway, it's also prophetic. Because 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, Paul said, "This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come," which means dangerous times. In Luke chapter 17, there's a prophecy, and Jesus said, Luke 17:26, he said, "Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth." So Jesus said, one of the things that's going to be characteristic of the last days is fear or terror. The word terrorist was coined in the 70s. It didn't used to exist. The word terror used to be exist. But the word terrorist did not used to exist. Till the 70s, when there was terrorism in the world, and so they brought in on that word terrorist. Now, the word terrorist is a normal word that we use around. It's like saying soup. It's a normal word because there are terrorists all around. And all kinds of terrorism is going on. Not only that, the human beings themselves are also becoming very dangerous. The witches are becoming more dangerous. The evil spirits are becoming even wilder. So it seems as if there is an attack, spiritual, physical, all forms of attack. So one of the things that we need spiritual protection. Very important. Spiritual protection. I am always impressed with David. David was a king, but David never spoke about physical protection. He always spoke about spiritual protection. Psalm 27 verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" When I was young, you could not even see a pornographic book. Where will you get one? Very rare. But right now, it's everywhere. Everywhere. Even they are sending it to you on your phone. So even the things that the children have to deal with now is far higher than the things that we had to deal with when we were younger. So basically, the world itself is becoming more dangerous. So we need spiritual protection. God has to protect us. Amen. And Psalm 91 talks about spiritual protection. So today I want to talk about Psalm 91. And you know, spiritual protection, I've met people who have gone for spiritual protection. And they've gone for it in various places. Once I went to pray for a certain gentleman and he was dying on his bed. And as I was praying for him in his room, the Holy Spirit said to me, "I'm not going to listen to your prayer." I said, "Why?" He said to me, "This man has 3 gods under his bed. And because of the 3 gods, I won't listen to the prayer." So I paused and I said to the man, "The Lord says he's not going to listen to our prayer because you have 3 gods under your bed." The man said, "It's true." So I asked the man, "Should I destroy them?" He said, "Pastor, you can't." He couldn't walk. He was paralyzed, but he could talk. So I went under the bed. I took the first pot, I destroyed it. The second pot, I destroyed it. The third pot, when I was bringing it out, the man said, "Pastor, don't touch that one." I said, "Why?" He said, "This is my protection." He said, "This pot has been keeping me all these years." Then I said to him, "If I don't destroy this pot and pray for you in the name of Jesus, you will die." Then the man said, "Then let me die." So he said to me, "I cannot give you this one." So I left the room. And I left his pot. So I told him, "Okay, then I can pray. Because God says that if we don't get rid of the last pot, he will not listen to our prayer. So it will be a waste of time." Anyway, so I left him. So when I left him, after about 3 weeks, the wife came to see me and said, "You know what? My husband passed away. That pot or God could not protect him." So I've met people who have gone for spiritual protection. But sometimes people do such things because they don't know any better. That's why. They don't know any better. Sometimes it's a lack of ignorance about how spiritual protection works. Psalm 91, it says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Here, the psalmist is talking about protection. Then it says that there is a place called the secret place. And it says there are people who live in this secret place. So it says, he that dwelleth, which means there are people who actually live in this place. Now, this secret place is not a physical location. It is a spiritual location. You know, in the realm of the spirit, you can be physically located here and spiritually located in a different place. So your physical location can be different from your spiritual location. For example, when you become born again in this church, physically you are here, but spiritually your location changes. In John 3:5, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. In Colossians 1:13, the Bible says, we have been delivered from the powers of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. So the Bible says that when you become born again, physically you may be here, but your spiritual location changes. It says immediately your spirit moves to a place called the kingdom of heaven. So you just change, but physically you are here. So all I'm trying to tell you is that what it means then is that you can be physically sitting here, but spiritually be in the secret place of the Most High God. It's a location in the realm of the spirit. May you find yourself at that place. Amen. Should I tell you what the secret place is? I will tell you. The secret place is unknown, because if it is known, it's no longer a secret. If it is known, it is no longer a secret. Now, you hide your valuable things in a secret place where nobody can access it. So once it's in that secret place, what it means then is that no thief or robber or anything can have access to it, because its location is hidden. So the Bible says this kind of spiritual protection that we are talking about, the location is hidden, it's secret. Only God knows where it is. But all we have to do is, if we want God to defend us, all we need to do is to meet the conditions that will take us to this secret place. For example, for your spirit to move to the kingdom of God, there's a procedure. What's the procedure? Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart, man believeth. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. There is a path to the kingdom of God. There is a ticket and a plane that takes you to the kingdom of God. That ticket or that plane, the procedure has been prescribed. It is, if thou shalt believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth that he is Lord over your life. The Bible says, these two steps, as soon as you do it, your spiritual location changes and you appear in the kingdom of heaven. There are steps and there are procedures to changing your spiritual location. Now, this secret place also has conditions you must meet that takes you to the secret place. And the conditions are also described in the Bible. Clearly, the steps you must take. And if you take those steps, Scripture says you will find yourself spiritually in that secret place. There is a path to the kingdom of God. There is a ticket and a plane that takes you to the kingdom of God. That ticket or that plane, the procedure has been prescribed. It is, if thou shalt believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth that he is Lord over your life. The Bible says these two steps, as soon as you do it, your spiritual location changes and you appear in the kingdom of heaven. There are steps and there are procedures to changing your spiritual location.
Hi, once again, Easter is with us. And during Easter, we reflect on what Christ did for us on the cross, the death and the resurrection of Christ. Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most miserable. But thank God for Jesus. Because of his resurrection, we know that one day we'll also be resurrected and be with the Lord. As we celebrate Easter, I want you to reflect on the benefits of the cross: healing, salvation, and blessing. Let's make sure that we appropriate all these blessings and live by God's word. God bless you and have a happy Easter.
Christians possess exceeding great power. Unfortunately, many live in ignorance of it. This message by Kakrabadin titled Resurrection Power reveals how we can manifest this great power. This message will be a perfect gift for a loved one this Easter season. Order your copy now through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabadin.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT. Thanks for listening. Today we learned that a secret place is a spiritual location where God's ultimate protection resides.
This morning, maybe you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You know you are far from God, but you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
From today,
I will serve you. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It said, during one of the turning point service, this is also a turning point, you called me from the congregation and you asked me to stand up. And you said that you had seen that everything in my life was dry and had dried up. Yes, prophet, it was true. In fact, I was totally forsaken. I came to see you after the service and immediately I saw you. I started crying uncontrollably. And I opened my hands and I said, prophet, look at my hand. At the age of 42, I do not have any bank account. He said, no money elsewhere. All I had in the world was 87 cents. US cents. You took both hands together with the money I was holding. And you prayed a 30-second prayer. And then you looked at me and you prophesied. And you said to Reverend Fabian, look at this woman. Next year by this time, she'll be working in millions and she will drive a BMW. It's a prophet. As I write to you, I can now tell you that I am working in millions and my life has changed completely. It's a prophet. In fact, you really are a man of God. God bless you. Apart from that, I'm also now married at the age of 42 with two rings on my finger. Let me tell you something. If you are 45, you are not married. 30, you are not married. Think there's no hope for you. Very soon, two men will fight over you. One will be admitted at the hospital. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Look at someone and say, get ready for the big fight. He said, my husband that I married has asked me to go to the driving school. And guess what? He's about to buy me a new BMW. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. I said, guess what? Hey! May your husband buy you a new BMW. I said, may he buy you a new Mercedes Benz. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call or text us on +231 777 710 001. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +231 777 710 001 or +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakrabadin.org. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.